Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website, but now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it feels like for Bitcoiners after making 269% on your money in only 1 year. Powdered Bitcoins can be extremely addicting and you want more of them. And you don't even know why, because the reward circuitry in your brain is fried. I can't imagine how bad the reward centers in the brain of guys like Max Kaiser have become, who is buying Bitcoin at a dollar. After you become that wealthy, you just stop caring. Moving on, this dad, who hasn't stopped farting since he ate a ham roll in 2017, sues for £200,000. I've heard of class action lawsuits before, but never ass action ones. He makes it sound like he's the victim here, when the real victims are his family and workmates, if he was able to keep his job in the first place. Because he kept disturbing everyone with his flatulence. They should be the ones suing instead. This guy sounds like he's full of hot air. Number three is a story of true love. This woman's husband has incurable cancer, and she says she may seem selfish, but she's already planning her life without him. I would be fine with this so long as this woman isn't having tea with her friends and other men. She's monkey branching and embarrassing her husband very publicly. I think I figured out why this guy got cancer. He looks like he was dying to get away from her. Women are always on to the next best thing, it seems. Up next, this Baptist church warned African Americans that if they voted for Trump, that they would be put back on the plantation picking cotton. It's so sad to see the church spreading lies when God says not to bear false witness. The crazy thing is that some folks will actually believe this, even though the mechanical cotton picker was invented in 1944. They also probably believe that their pastor, Reverend Michael Jordan, was once an NBA star too. Number five, we have another wokey saying that they are going on a sex strike since Trump was elected. And some dude says, so nothing has changed in your life then. But this isn't an accurate depiction, because if it were, she would have shaved her head and grown out her underarm hair. Also, truth be told, it doesn't matter how ugly a woman is. There will still be a guy to get behind her willing to pork her. Moving on, here's the difference on Google between International Women's Day versus International Men's Day. No one cares about men, not even other men, because we're disposable. This could also be chalked up to women requiring constant affirmation and validation while men don't need it. Most of us just want to be left alone. On second thought, no one cares about men until something needs to be fixed or built. Number seven, a woman wrote into Dear Abby saying that she gained more than 100 pounds and now her husband is no longer attracted to her. Maybe if she goes to fat camp, he's going to love her again. She knows what the problem is, and the solution is easy. Stop stuffing her face with food, lose 100 pounds, and then maybe he'll want to stuff her again with a schwing schwing. Remember, men marry women hoping they won't change, and women marry men hoping they will. So she actually needs to deal with the consequences if she doesn't like them. Up next, someone suggests to women that if they want nice guys, then they should stop treating the nice guys like poop. In reality, women want nice-looking guys. That's actually what they mean by nice. There's a communication and perception problem here. But if women came out and said that, then men would understand how fully shallow they are. Mostly nicely behaved guys are invisible to women, and they don't care if the attractive men are jerks. They will still go for them. Number 9, a popular OF star claims she's a feminist inspiring generations of women to achieve their dreams, and reveals how much she makes. If she really made a ton of money, then she wouldn't need to advertise in the Daily Mail. Then again, I could be wrong, and she's just paying them even more to get simps to sign up to her page. Most feminists complain when men objectify them unless they get paid for it, of course. Also, can you say full hip replacement by 30? Moving on, here's the difference between flirting in your 20s versus 30s as a woman. In her 20s, she invites you in for coffee. In her 30s, she says her kids are with an ex, so she has the house to herself and asks if you want to bang. This is a classic case of once a hoe, always a hoe. Resist the temptation and don't get roped in by being a stepdaddy. I also dread what the 40s line is going to be. Number 11, when you get together with Jennifer Connelly back in her prime. If you say no, then you're probably gay and need to have a threesome with Destiny and Nick Fuentes. For some reason, she reminds me of a young Teal Swan. She still manages to look decent for her age today, too. But most incels out there today would probably be happy with Jennifer Connelly from 2044, let alone the one from 2024. I still liked her the most in Dark City. Up next, Tommy Sotomayor says that this image is a lie, because black women wouldn't just be watching the destruction they would be causing and participating in it. Plus, if this is an accurate depiction, they would all be twice the size and there would be tons of blonde and red wigs and bastard babies attached to their hips. Remember, the 92% of them voted for Kamala and all the chaos that would have caused. It's a good thing they aren't reproducing above replacement levels anymore. Number 13, Dina Meyer, better known as Dizzy from Starship Troopers, still looks great, almost 30 years later. She's been able to milk her 15 minutes of fame making a living at conventions for the last 30 years, quite well. If someone ever asks you to pick between Dizzy and Carmen, you know the right answer is Barbara Gordon. And if you say otherwise, The Witcher is going to come and beat you to a pulp. Moving on, boomstick ownership among Republican women increases while declining among Democrat men. Of course it is. A lot of women are playing the part of the female chameleon and want to attract a masculine man, and those tend to be on the right. Plus, liberals live mostly in cities, and cities have a greater police presence, and defending yourself isn't as vital as it might be in rural counties. Also, remember that the Second Amendment makes more women equal to men than the entire feminist movement. Number 15, here's what Snow White has looked like in the last three iterations, versus the evil queen who's jealous of her good looks. Most guys are confused by this, but it's not confusing. It's just woke leftist writers trying to reprogram the audience to find unattractive women beautiful and beautiful women unattractive. Once you look at it through that lens, it all makes sense. The woke leftists are going to get pissed off as men start cheering for the evil queens out there. Up next, Yasmin says that the ratio of beautiful women to good-looking men is a disgrace. Randy fires back and says the tables turn dramatically after 35. Yes, they do. I've had people see pictures of me from 25 years ago and say that I haven't changed at all except for a few gray hairs here and there. Randy has a point and it's valid. But if women didn't have makeup and hair dye, it would be far worse. I can't wait for the day when I might be an ultra high net worth individual and say that the ratio of wealthy men to wealthy women is a disgrace. Number 17, Justin Trudeau looks like he's either gay or a PDF file surrounded by tons of young girls at the Taylor Swift concert in Toronto. This is what he was doing while Montreal, his hometown, was on fire. I would not expect any less from Fidel Castro's son. I'm leaning towards him liking them young because this 15-year-old was paid out $2.5 million to keep her mouth shut. Your country gets wrecked when you hire someone based on their name and not their smarts. Moving on, this woman is upset because one of her six boyfriends is talking to other girls, and she's never going to trust men again. She only cares because the guy talking to the other girl is the Chad that she really wants to keep. And the other five guys are just backup bobs. Who's the one that's going to tell her that most high-value men do this? Women live in a rules-for-thee, but not-for-me mindset. I told a woman that I have online fans and she was pissed off and demanded that I stop talking to all of them because she wanted me all to herself. Luckily, I put her in the friend zone. Number 19, what the hell happened to the first humans that were cryogenically frozen? They got scraped off the bottom of their capsule as a decomposed puddle of fluids. So I guess it's all a scam to make rich people feel like there's a chance that they might live forever. Someone needs to tell them that it doesn't work like in Demolition Man. Freezer Burn seems to be a bitch here. Poor Walt Disney. He paid to be frozen, but he ended up melting like the Wicked Witch of the West. And they say trust the science. Up next, the guy at the bar had way too much to drink and he thought this woman was a pirate. Yes, good old Peg Legs Peggy. I had nothing to drink and I saw the exact same thing. If you look really close, it looks like a tiny pair of midget legs are coming down from under her skirt. Also, for a moment there, I thought this is AI. You can never be too careful these days. Number 21, the rainbow people are driving everybody crazy. This guy took an excavator and dug up these stairs. Knowing the injustice system these days, he's probably going to go away for life in prison. He could have just stripped the paint, but he knew that they would just paint it back. So he made sure to wreck the stairs for many days, weeks, or months, depending on how long it takes to repair them. Moving on, this woman has children with two different fathers, and neither of them are active in their lives. Remember, guys, that a mistake made more than once is actually a decision. She didn't learn her lesson the first time, so she paid the toll a second time. For some reason, she looks like a young Jessica Simpson to me. when men get a woman pregnant and don't stick around afterwards, they're nothing but sperm donors and not fathers. Number 23, people move in herds. After the last bull run in Bitcoin, it crashed, and I started buying more in the high teens and low 20s. And people didn't even want any back then. Now I'm slowly preparing to run for the exits, but people are rushing in late to the party. Humans tend to FOMO into markets, and there's a lot of money to be made selling your bags to them. It's basic human psychology. But retail investors aren't technically here yet. Maybe they'll show up in greater numbers when it hits 500,000 or 1,000,000 per coin. Up next, oh no, what happened to Iron Man? He looks like Iron Deficiency Man, now that he's gone vegan. Either that or a lesbian. I don't know what it is about leftoids out there, but for some reason they all end up looking like Rosie O'Donnell. Please somebody explain this to me. But it's all good because the vegan lifestyle is awesome. Just ask these teenagers how much it improved their lives. Number 25 on the last one is Brie transitioning or something. She looks like she's manspreading here. She was an Oscar-winning actress that lost her mind. This outfit looks like it's trying harder than it needs to make her look ugly. I know all of you want to see her old and post-wall like this, so you can all laugh at her aging out of acting. Don't worry, it's coming in the next 10 years, but you won't see it due to the hair dye, makeup, and plastic surgery. I think Brie is the best when she's not talking. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.